Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Did you think you're getting recognized today? But there's like, no, I can just tell you.
You just seem like a podcast.
No, I've heard like the podcast has come up a couple of times, and like every time it does come up, I get that response that yeah, you look like you do a podcast.
Like, we could change that.
It was a genetic imperative for us.
Yeah, it was podcast. In your blood to be podcasters. Yeah.
We could shave.
You could shave.
We could dye our hairs.
Yeah, but. I think part of it is that we look better with beards due to our chins and so forth.
Yeah.
That's where the issue lies.
Mine is mostly my nose.
I got a scar. I need the beard.
Oh, we've all got a scar, right?
I have very sharp features, so I look like a goddamn mountain man. A face carved into a mountain.
I like it, though.
Because big nose, lips, chin, so yeah. The beard helps,
that's
keeps
good.
It smoother.
I think the last time I shaved my beard, it looked like my face was melting off. Oh. And it was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I've got to grow it back so fast.
When I did it, my friend's like, stop.
How do you guys feel about mustaches? Because
love them.
I feel like the mustaches are coming back mm-hmm. right now. And I am okay with it.
When I shave, I don't really, I only vaguely trim my mustache. But I trim it, everything else down.
Yeah, sometimes your mustache is a little
like right
long.
Now.
Yeah,
you can see the whiskey.
Because Tim drinks things and the liquids drip off the ends of his mustache.
Yeah, you got to get the juices. A good mustache has soup and juices and debris.
That is so gross.
It's all soup.
He's eating pot roast and the juices are dripping off.
I had a cold sore the other day and I was trying to drink a canned beer. So I was going off the side. And it was, I was either streaming or I was recording or something like that. And I was just like, it's going to drip. I can't stop it.
You didn't get a bib.
Yeah. I needed a beard bib.
Did you get one of those cool hats that has like the straws, the two beer cans on either side?
I might just straight up do the IV.
Oh,
like
beer.
Yeah, put a beer in a bag and then put it in me.
What if you put a cone around you, like when an animal goes to the vet to keep the beer trapped in there?
Okay.
Funnel?
I think
it's a good idea.
And be picked up by a flock of bees. Yeah, Michael's sick.
A little sick.
He apparently gave me a cough before
through
I started recording. I think it's because I was cleaning. I was de-dusting. I think I'm having a dust-based reaction.
That's definitely what it is.
That'll do it.
That makes sense.
I'm on the cold med, so if anything, I say anything wrong or I do anything weird, it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm. Pre-recording, he was mostly just spicy and thought everything we said was wrong. But I think...
That's always.
And was also myself wrong on at least one very specific
that's
occasion.
The that's the funniest way
that's
to be.
That's the boring part. But I think that will help the recording session, given the fact that we're going to fight a big bird.
Yeah.
Are we?
Good.
Well, we could negotiate, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess we can negotiate with the bird.
Oh, the bird is like 10 episodes from now, guys.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What? This is just like... We have to climb, and
you
that's going to be...
You thought Bone Cards was long.
It's going to be like
this
fucking,
is an epic adventure.
It's going to be like Lord of the Damn Rings, and we're going to be climbing on the side of a
yeah,
cliff.
Yeah, the sound of Dino Valley is going to be reverberating through your skulls, baby girl.
I hear Bird Arc is like where things really start to get good, but then you got to give it a few more arcs.
That's where they get gay.
Yeah, this is a gay arc. Gay Bird Arc.
Gay Bird Arc.
We did tell Nika and Jennifer they couldn't be gay together.
I don't recall you saying that, and I wouldn't have abided by it regardless.
Never said it.
But that's just like not the vibe currently right now.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen. Celine's got more. She got too much going on.
Everyone kind of has a bit too much going on.
Yeah. No one is. I wonder if our group is jerking off on their own.
All right, let's go around the horn. Direction? What's the jerk off situation?
Yeah.
I'll start with you, I guess. You brought it up.
No, she is. Absolutely.
I'm going to go check the perimeter. Chuck has probably jerked off. I'm going to go ahead and
before?
Say.
Wait, is this just who has jerked off?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, when we're traveling together and such, like, you know, what's the situation?
I guess it's been, we've been all friends long enough.
It's not been that long.
But we've had, it's not been that long. But okay, but here's the thing. I've had a house for the majority.
That's true.
In privacy. So that's happened. I don't know about on the, like, probably not on the sojourn.
Screech spends all his time in the shadows. So.
Oh, no.
Why do you think he was in a cave for 30 days?
That's why he goes up on the rooftops.
Why do you think my fucking stealth is so high?
Wow.
Jerking it under.
Your sleight of hand is so big.
The sleight of hand is the key.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You have this extra stat on your sheet, sleight of hand. What's that?
Sleight of hand.
You got a 20 in it. Oh, wow. Crazy.
I have advantage on constitution saving throws, so I don't bust.
He can keep going and going.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an older guy. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Michael, I want a magic item that just keeps my nut in.
See, you make you more powerful.
Yeah.
Oh,
the semen retention? You're trying to do semen retention?
You're a weird rich guy.
I want a magically edge.
Okay. Sure.
It would be really funny if Screech did become like that dude who's like trying to stay young, but he looks like fully insane.
Screech is going to be on,
I
like,
think you should get into that.
40 cc's of 99-year-old elf blood a day.
This is my blood boy.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm 99.
And you're just like actually attached, like he's like following you around.
I do not have a blood ward yet.
That's so true.
You gotta get one.
You'll never get one.
Yeah, this is your fault. Whatever happens next, it's not my fault.
Please join us for our new Patreon series where Screech is on the quest for the cock ring of retention.
No.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Giant taloned bird of prey.
Clearly it doesn't have any wings if it's walking.
True.
No, it suddenly appears and then walks a few steps and then is gone. So it just landed here for a second and then took off.
Oi, I think this goes down into this valley over here.
And you hear the majestic music swells as you see three long-necked creatures.
Everyone hide.
They're like so tall that their like heads reach like the top of the trees and they're like biting leaves off the top of the trees.
Are there any giants? Does he see any giants? Or is it...
There might be giants.
Whenever there's a flicker and like the shadows kind of move, I move with the shadows just as quickly.
He's like,
I grab the jokester by the neck and like slam into the wall. What did you do to her?
You're not gonna kill me, are you? Oh no!
What'd you do to my daughter?
I have done nothing. We're saving these poor stone giants.
Why is she talking all weird?
Bro, she was like that when she got here.
Two large hill giants come over.
They put each other's cocks down.
Hello. Could you please keep playing the music?
I have to keep playing the music because it keeps the dinosaurs away. Otherwise, they will tear us flesh from bone.
How did you deal with the dinos before that?
That's a great question. Before we had the Crystal of Harmony, a big bird came and took it.
Oh my god.
Flew away with it up to its nest in the mountain.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you get it?
It's so high up. You are welcome to spend the night here in the safety of our music.
Well, I think that's the answer,
you
right?
You mean my daughter's music.
There's really great safe caves here. That's why we love it here.
All right, well, you all snuggle up, except for Rourke, snuggle up to go sleep.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I believe you're probably waking up.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hit long rest if you don't mind.
Yeah. We'll say that Rourke probably had a long rest during the day yesterday, so you can hit the long rest button. That's fine.
Okay.
But you do have to stay up all night playing music so the monsters don't come and eat everybody.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. I can do that.
So, wait, do we have to carry Rourke as she sleeps or something?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Yeah, do we need to get like a hammock, a palanquin situation to carry her for a bit so she can nap?
Please. Just strap me on your back like a little baby.
I'm not that strong. I'm just big.
We could. Do they have like a wheelbarrow?
Rourke, drag me behind you.
Rourke, just take an exhaustion.
Or a sled.
It's fun that way.
What does that do? Exhaustion.
It's like disadvantage on shit.
Oh.
I think she's fine. She just slept.
I mean, if anyone could be fine after playing music all night, it would be Rourke.
So true.
Music is her sleep. Mm. It is what invigorates her.
It's healing.
That's so true.
So Linnell and Flansburg, the two giants, approach you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you've slept on it. Can we count on you to go and retrieve the Crystal of Harmony for us so that we can live safely in this beautiful valley where all of our children and our grandchildren will live, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Sure, we can do that.
All right, sweet. If you could, then we have some items, or an item anyway, that might help you along the way.
Now, I'm interested in this item. What is it?
It's a rope. It's a magic rope.
Oh, I like that.
Cool. What does it do?
What are its properties?
Yeah.
Here's the rope. Hold on. Let me pull up some information about this rope.
It's gonna sound like I'm clicking rocks together in my hand. That's a different thing.
This is a 60-foot length of silken rope. It weighs about 3 pounds.
Ooh.
But gang, it can carry like 3,000.
Whoa.
Holy fuck. Wow. That's so many pounds.
And then you just have to whisper to it. And as a bonus action, it will coil up to where you want it to go and tie itself.
Like around something?
Yeah. So you can like climb up stuff.
Cool.
Will it listen if you yell?
It's a rope of not being rude, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to whisper to it. You have to treat it nice.
All right. Treat it like a lady.
So, theoretically, then, if it can hold 3,000 pounds...
It could hold you.
Oh, my God. I was like, it hold all of us. Because I can't imagine that we weigh a combination of 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, I haven't measured myself for a while, but my army weight was 190.
Really? Pretty small.
Well, with my armor, Well, you know.
Okay. So Chuck is, we're looking at a solid 250 at least on Chuck. Well, it's my guess.
It's been a couple years.
270.
Probably like 318, maybe.
that's more in the realm of what I was assuming.
How big of a guy is Screech, actually? How tall is Screech?
Screech is like, I feel like I, Screech was pretty medium. I want to say he was like under 6.
Yeah, I feel like I made Selena a little tall, but not like super tall.
5'3"?
No, I think I made her maybe like 5'9 or something.
Whoa, that's crazy tall.
To me, that's tall.
Yeah, that's tall.
I'm 5'2", so.
As tall as she.
Okay, we this rope will be a great boon as we try to get that fucking bird that stole your rock.
And just to clarify, you want your crystal back, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the bird to be dealt with?
We are a peaceful people. If you could just explain to the bird that we need this, and they should not...
Do you eat meat? Do you eat meat?
Sure.
Bird meat?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to kill him and bring him back, fine.
I can eat.
Does the bird speak English? Common?
I don't know. It didn't ask. It didn't...
Okay.
We don't have a relationship.
Did you tell it not to steal your stuff?
What if common is different and English literally is like, did you steal them eggs, chap?
Do you think like Republican D&D-er is like, no, I don't speak common. I speak English, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
I speak American.
I speak American, motherfucker.
Now, I did fail to mention one other thing.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
This is a classic thing they do.
You will have to travel deep into Doomjaw.
What's up?
Deep in where?
You started laughing.
No, sorry, I had a cough. You must travel deep into Doomjaw's territory.
Doomjaw's territory?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that the bird?
No.
Fuck.
What is that?
It's like a really big monster lizard, kind of like a dinosaur. Yeah, no, it's exactly a dinosaur.
Okay.
I was going to say a dinosaur that doesn't breathe fire, but that is a dinosaur, so it's just like a dinosaur.
But not a dragon.
It's not a dragon.
Okay.
But it's a dinosaur.
Yes, it is. A big one, with a big jaw. A lot of teeth.
Got it. Does Doomjaw cause problems for y'all in this magical valley?
He does. We try to avoid him. Because he'll eat a giant. He will.
Sure.
He'll do it.
Well, will Rourke's music keep him at bay? He is a dinosaur, ergo.
It should work.
It really just keeps them out of our camp at night. All bets are off out there.
Because we're, like, going to their territory. Okay, that's not great.
But, I can see that you all look a little nervous now.
Be a little more nervous than we were.
Yeah, if it was, like, nice jaw, I would be less nervous, but...
Doom jaw.
You know, I'm glad you told us, I will say that.
I can sweeten the deal even more.
Okay.
We have this hole.
Let's go.
A hole?
We all do, bud.
We all do.
Okay. Hey, shut up. Let me talk.
We're willing to give you it. The hole.
I'm in. Hell yeah, baby. I'll do it.
You can take it with you.
How can you take a hole with you?
It's portable.
Well.
A portable hole?
Yeah, everybody's is. Again.
I take mine with me every day.
Hell yeah, baby. We've had a pretty stressful, let's go ahead and say 60 days. Can you say exactly what this is?
What?
The portable hole.
Oh, it's a portable
hole. But what do you do with it? Where does the hole go?
I don't have the Dungeon Master's Guide in front of me. Describe it to me, my good friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is...
It's embarrassing. You know when you like live with a portable hole and you just feel like everyone knows what a portable hole is?
No, I've been there. I have literally been there.
Hugh goes over to the place where he got the rope out, and he pulls out this little fine piece of black cloth, and he unfolds it, and it keeps unfolding and unfolding, and it's about 6 feet in diameter, and then he puts it on the ground, and then he reaches in, and he pulls out a carrot, and he eats the carrot.
So you just get carrots from it?
And then he...
Yeah, I mean, I could buy a carrot.
What else is in there?
And then he picks up the hole, and it folds up, and he's like, see? Cool, huh?
Are there more carrots in there, or did you just take out the only one?
Oh, you can fit so much stuff in there.
Do we get whatever's in there, or are you going to shake it out? Because this appears to be some sort of magic old storage device, which also means we're going to have to hide it, which is fine. You know, not a big deal.
It's very hideable, though.
I have to hide my mace. Whatever.
Like, if you kind of put up the hole into a pouch, would it look like a pouch if we put it on a belt?
Can I go inside of it?
Yeah.
You can. Don't go in there for more than 10 minutes, though, or you'll stop being able to breathe.
Hey, there's a dwarf in here. Shout out.
What up? Let me out of here.
What up?
I'm not dead yet.
Real heads know. That's a joke from 9 years ago.
That was a really long time ago.
I'm so young.
You know, this sweet piece of cloth is after the deal's done.
Okay, so you give us the rope now.
Yeah, because it's useful.
And what's the rope called? Again, sorry?
It's a rope of climbing.
Oh.
I'll add it to my... Well, Screech, how about you do it? You're the guy. You're the guy that climbs a lot.
I mean, grapple, but okay.
It's a fine climb. So add a rope of climbing to your shit.
I already did.
Same thing.
Okay. That's a mighty swell of you to do that, but, you know, if it brings peace to this valley by getting that crystal back, we'll definitely do it. We'll definitely take that portable hole because we'll need that to also bring more peace to this land. I'm not super happy about it. It seems like you guys didn't protect your gym very well.
Our gym?
Your crystal.
The crystal.
Oh, our gem. Yes, yes, yes.
Is there anything you can tell us about Doomjaw or this big bird?
I would.
Sounds like no. Okay.
No. He's big. He bites.
I see you have a lot of carrots there. Do you have any other meats? Maybe we can throw meats to get him off our scent or something like that.
Meats. We have some oryxes. We could slaughter one.
Sure, perfect.
And we can put it in the hole.
Well, he's not letting us take the hole now.
Wait, what?
Holes later.
We'll get the hole later.
Oh, that's a reward?
When the job's done. Otherwise, you're just going to take our hole and run off with it.
I mean...
You got us!
My ward is my bond, but I don't trust these three jackalopes.
You say your ward is your bond?
My word is my bond.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys produce anything? I know that's not like kind of strange question. But we are from a settlement that could use some help. And you look like big, strong fellas. And, you know, what if you... Do you like, do lumber? Do you quarry or anything like that? Because I'm just saying, maybe we do this for you. You survive and we hook you up with a potential buyer or something like that.
Yes, we do many crafts. Mostly rock-based crafts.
Hell yeah.
That we would be very happy to set up some sort of relationship with outside. It's very isolated here.
I get that.
In this valley.
I see. That's a good... Yeah, you are quite isolated. Okay, well, we can cross that stone when we get to it. If there's nothing else, I suppose we should get scooting.
Yeah, well, we have daylight.
Should we... Did the jokester run away? I kind of forget.
Yeah, where is the jokester? I see him, too.
He disappeared.
Oh my, he's always doing that.
All right, if the jokester comes back, can you snap his neck for me? That'd be pretty sick.
No, he saved us.
Sounds like Rourke saved you, but...
He helped.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, no, we won't do that, but...
Okay, whatever, fine, fuck. Gang, anything else before we head out?
Let's go get that bird.
Let's go kill that fucking bird and then get eaten by a big old dinosaur on the way out there.
Okay. So he points, you can see off in the distance, sheer cliff face. That, throw me some perception rolls.
Oh, I'd love to.
I hate it.
22, my lord.
Oh my god.
I don't give any of you guidance because I want to be the highest roll.
19.
I also got a 19.
Those rolls suck.
I got a 20.
Oh my god, guys.
We did so well.
You're so perceptive
together. Those are all
together.
Shitty rolls. All three of you guys did shitty.
Jennifer, Nika, Mike, I'm sorry, those rolls were not good.
Yeah, they're what? So bad. If you would have guidance, maybe you would have been able to get there, but...
So rude.
Who the fuck did you just say?
Who's that?
I didn't like that.
I think I canonically often call you that.
I hated that. I didn't expect to hate it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that's the exact same thing he said
last
time.
Because he's Michael, and he's Mike.
I guess I do call you Bachman for business reasons.
But you're mostly Bachman.
The other thing is Mikey.
Yeah.
Is that what they call you at work? What do they call you at work, Bachman?
I climb into the hole.
You guys can't see shit. You guys can't see anything. You can't see anything at all. But Chuck.
We have dark vision.
Well, the stuff that you're looking at is way further away than 10 feet. It's like...
I have blind vision within 10 feet.
Miles away.
Wait, what's happening? Not all of us went in the hole.
And he pointed at some far off cliffs and you all looked at it. Everyone can't see shit except for Chuck. Chuck, you see there's a much jungle between here and there. But also you can see a pretty... sheer cliff face. There are a number of holes that must be caves.
Hell yeah.
You think you even see some little squiggly things maybe crawling on the surface.
Stink lines.
Really far away. Maybe there's things living up there. You don't know. But you think there might be.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's that way. There's jungle, surprise, and there's little guys up there, so... everyone, make sure your weapons are ready, your magics is ready, anything you can do, right?
My magic's always ready.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Except for whenever I don't get ready.
Yes, but I'm not.
Right? So let's make it not that time when you don't have it ready, right? So Let's do a little stretch.
Feeling pretty fresh and powerful right now. Let's say Cillian does just like a little crackly with her hands. Ooh. Just to like test it.
Well, that's cool.
Can I go ahead and give everyone a little bardic inspiration while she's crackling? I'm like, I'm playing us a little a diddly do.
How long does that last?
Well, I'd like to do it ideally about 10 minutes before we're gonna like get into the shit.
Cool.
You said you were preparing, or we were preparing. So I just want to say
that you're going to do that.
Do you want Nika every 6 seconds to tell you that she's preparing an action?
I'm preparing.
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't, then it's not going to happen. So
I'm also checking for traps in the forest floor.
I do, like, you do got to watch, because they'll do the thing. They make the hole. And there's
big rope,
the poop spikes.
Oh, I was thinking of like putting brush on top of it and you fall out. And
there's poop spikes down there.
Yeah, sure.
But then also you step in it and it goes around your ankle and mm-hmm. it flings you up
your
into the
foot wrist.
Yeah, your foot wrist.
All right, let's do a little quick stretch and let's get on out of here.
Okay, so you start heading into the jungle. Again, very, like, mosquitoes, like softballs, just all kinds of big lizards and snakes. And
Celine is using her mage hand to, like, hit the mosquitoes and, like, wave them away.
Yeah.
Are there vines from which to swing?
Yes, of course there are vines with which to swing.
Yeah.
How are you approaching? Are you swinging on vines?
Yeah. Any of the vines that would support the weight of a man, I am going to swing from those.
Okay.
Like along the path.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes if I get a little bit too far ahead, you got to swing, like on a single vine, you got to swing back
mm-hmm.
and then forward. You got to, because like, no, I can't imagine anybody's walking as fast as I can swing. I can swing really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can swing super fast. All right. Can everybody give me a survival roll?
Okay, sure.
For everyone, it is to find your way through the forest, except for Mike, who it's to see if he actually survives.
I got an 11. I'm going to give all of y'all guidance.
And what does that do again?
Roll d4, brother.
Okay.
But you have to go in order. Legally, you have to go in order.
Oh, piss. I rolled a 15, and then I rolled a 1 on my d4, so a 16.
Hey, that could be worse.
I got a 9, so I die.
Oh, no.
I don't survive.
Well, I feel kind of bad saying this, but I actually rolled pretty great, so I got 22 total.
Hell yeah.
Somehow Celine is, it's because of my mage hand, is keeping the mosquitoes away from me, and it's making me be like, I got this, it's fine.
You're more clear.
Yeah.
Never feel bad for surviving.
That's so true.
I need to hear that.
Can I get perception rolls?
14, I guess?
Guys, this is my new dice. This is doing so much better than my other one.
23.
13.
17.
Okay. You're tromping through these forest of jungle, I guess.
Mm. What's the difference, to be honest?
What's the difference?
Type of vegetation.
Tropical.
Humidity.
It's not necessarily humidity because there's rainforests in the Pacific Northwest and those aren't like, or not humidity, it's not tropicals, sorry.
Right.
Right. Mm. It can still be very wet and not very hot.
Good point.
Like me.
You're so wet, bro.
Now you are seeing occasionally, you're seeing like a little, like again, like a little steam hole. At one point you even see like a little pool of lava because, you know, there's something keeping this valley warm despite mm-hmm. the fact that it's, you know, freezing everywhere else. You know, at one point you almost walk into this huge man-eating plant.
Oh, God.
But Rourke is able to lead you away from it with her good perception roll. And you don't get eaten.
That's good.
I was just saying the same thing in my head.
Yeah.
We get yeeted.
But you do feel like you're being followed.
Oh, God.
Sexy followed or...
What's up?
I don't know what that means.
Do I feel like I'm being followed?
You don't.
Okay. Yeah, I mean they wouldn't be able to because the vines
yeah
they're on the ground.
No one can get me up here.
Imagine you get ahead of us and you just kind of like lean, like hang for a little bit and kind of put on a very much, you guys see how cool I am when I'm swinging? And we're just like tromping along.
I'm Shia LaBeouf in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and okay. Like all the monkeys are swinging with
hell
me.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
But I am oblivious to anything that's happening on the ground.
You're so in the moment.
You're in
vine swinging.
You're in a different kingdom.
Do you just continue, or what's up?
What are we gonna do? We have we have one guy 800 feet ahead of us, surrounded by apes. You know,
I think you made up the apes. I don't think it's necessary.
We have never made a joke on this podcast. Everything we say is true. If it doesn't seem like it comes up, it's because the whatever just walked away.
The only reason I even say anything is because, like, this is Dinosaur World, and I don't think there are apes in dinosaur times.
That's so fucking dumb.
Is that not true?
The thing you did. You just watch a King Kong.
There are dinosaurs. Okay, Godzilla's. Is that what you're saying?
Watch like the friggin' Kong Skull Island.
They're dinosaurs?
We're here. There's no people when dinosaurs were there. Oh. And we're here. Checkmate, atheist.
All right, you got me. I guess there could be some chimps in this jungle.
Yeah. Anyways, do you guys feel that?
Yeah. Sort of feels like maybe someone is following us. Do you think that we should, like, I don't know, like set a trap for them? Or
if it's a dino, how are they doing it stealthily? I don't like that.
What are you guys saying down there?
Hey, Screech Bud, can you drop? I need to ask you a question about
Huh? All right, yeah.
Fiscal responsibility.
I'm coming down.
I mean, if things get like really bad, I can. Well, I will just say as an option, I can summon my Hound of Ill Omen.
Okay.
To go do things. I don't know what that would be. I feel like it would just get killed immediately by a dinosaur. But I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
As far as a thing that I can control, kind of, and it's distinct from me.
Do you feel that, Screech? It feels like I'm stage whispering. Feels like we're being watched.
I'm sorry. I'm just not getting that. I'm not getting that vibe. Hey, you want to try one of these vines? Maybe you better not. You better not, actually.
Can you stop vining for a second and stay with us? I know that's the meanest thing I've ever asked you to do.
Would Chuck saying this to me maybe prompt me to attempt to perceive again?
I mean, that's for you to decide, sir. If you think so,
I think it would. I would attempt to perceive again.
All right, you do your perception.
19.
Okay, yeah. You perceive that you are being now. This is gonna seem like I'm doing some bullshit.
Sure.
And this is going to seem like specifically like I'm bullying Jennifer, but
I can't wait.
Three giant apes come bursting out of the jungle.
Christ!
And I swear to fucking God, I already had this planned.
Yeah, Jennifer, that's kind of on you. You need to be more up on your...
honestly, I could not be more thrilled by
so funny.
Michael, like, I just went to sleep being like, there aren't any monkeys here. Three horrid apes swing down.
We said some clearly unscientific things last episode, and I deserve $30 for not being like,
well, actually, if you think about it.
I want to do Emboldening Bond. On everybody, you know,
on
think
the apes?
On them actually. No, on us. If I can do that real quick before,
real quick,
pre-initiative.
Yeah.
Real quick, Screech would, as the apes come crashing through the jungle, say to Chuck, "You know what? On second thought, you might be right."
And as soon as he says it, like if he can see it,
and then we look at the camera,
and I give this time everyone but Celine. You have a lot of save or you know, save spells.
Roll initiative, gang.
I'm just gonna get attacked. Guys, I'm so scared. Monkeys are so scary.
They're 800 times stronger than we are.
They're gonna rip my face off.
They're gonna rip my genitals off.
Monkeys are scary. Three monkeys, three times scary.
Yeah, very scary. Oh, I roll bad on.
I almost said that, like, goodbye, monkeys everyone. Aren't as scary as apes. That's not true.
They're all scary.
They're all, like, some monkeys, like, teched on a different tree and is scarier for other reasons. 16, Michael DeMauro.
They're all good with scalp chewing, just like gnawing your hair off.
There's so many animals that won't kill you while they eat you. They'll just wait. They don't care.
Yeah, that is true.
I hate that shit.
So rude.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks.
Just kill me, bro. Come on.
That's why I hauled out a tooth and it's always full of cyanide. Wait, where'd it go?
In case you get attacked by an ape.
Yeah.
And it toys with you.
Yeah. Gotta go.
That's a good plan. I got a 12.
I got a 13.
Are we stuck on this elevator? Goodbye.
Screech normally goes so early, but I feel like I've just still got vine vibes. I'm still thinking about those vines.
You're flossing.
That's where his mind is there.
The apes show up, you go, wow.
Much like me in real life, I miss Vine.
Yeah, that's so true, man.
I don't like Vine anymore because two Geekly Cons, I think, ago, we hung out at Michael's house and watched Vine compilations, and it was all the bad ones.
Yeah, it was not good.
I don't like Vine anymore.
I got a 5.
Hey, you're the anchor.
That's true.
You're the anchor.
That's true.
Okay, great job, gang.
The apes are gonna get me before I can do anything.
What's the ruling on Rourke's bardic inspiration?
Oh shit!
It clearly was ready right before we did this.
Knock yourself out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought you were gonna be like, no, and we'd have to be like, okay, Michael's sick. He said we can't do it.
He feel bad. He has a tum tum. What's your bardic? Is it D6 or D8?
D8.
Everyone but Jennifer, give yourself a D4.
Oh my god.
You don't roll.
I know, but it's funny. It's funny to complain about it.
You're literally not joking.
I have already been attacked by 3 apes by Michael.
So one of them jumps at Screech. They appear to be offended by Screech and his swinging.
What? My form was fucking perfect. What's there to be offended by?
Well, it's kind of like their thing, I guess.
Did you not see Keen of the Crystal Skull? This guy's never seen it. The movie. Jesus. I don't want to get sued.
I bet they don't like the movie Holes either. That's got Shia LaBeouf.
I love Shia LaBeouf.
I rolled really good.
What? What did you do to me?
Don't make that face.
The first one is gonna be a 28 to hit.
The first one's free.
And the second one's a 20. And the second one's 27 to hit. Did those hit?
Neither one.
Really?
Yeah, could you imagine? Sometimes I want to just commit and see if I can get away with that. But no, yeah, they both hit.
Really stall? Like, no, that doesn't hit. Like, I look at your character sheet. No. I haven't updated that one.
And no, that's the level you're supposed to be at. I haven't updated that one.
This one's different. I spent my 36 copper the other day. My AC is the same, but a guy stands in front of me instead.
Oh, let me just kill the calculator.
For what, Michael?
That's 38 bludgeoning damage.
To what?
Your face.
That's the moneymaker.
They'll rip it off.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my god.
It's gonna try to eat your scalp.
That was just 1 8.
That was one.
Why was it bludgeoning damage? I feel like it'd
it
be
punish
like,
you.
I feel like it'd be like slashing.
They do both.
I feel like it's better for you.
Well, punching would not be slashing. You are correct. I guess they could punch. I have headcanon of how I think an ape would behave in a fight, and this doesn't line up exactly, so sure. I'm pushing back, and that's not fair.
I was like, no, that's wrong.
I honestly would rather be punched than slashed. That's my
same.
Opinion. One of them throws a big-ass rock at Chuck.
A banana. Get this guy.
That'd be funny, a banana.
That'd be so crazy. It's Donkey Kong, Cranky Kong, and...
Yeah, can you start referring to him that way?
Wait, was Cranky Kong real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cranky Kong is theoretically the original Donkey Kong.
Oh.
That's fucking 11 to hit.
Stinky Kong. Is that
Get out of here.
Wait. I'm so sorry, Michael. You hit Screech, but I think I can... A reaction, right, is something you can do when it happens.
Uh-huh.
I would like to... I would like to silvery barbs the ape, and right whenever he goes to... punch Screech's face.
Yeah.
A big bunch of bananas hangs right in front of his face, and he goes to like grab it instead. So he has to roll with disadvantage.
What?
And then Screech gets advantage.
Nika, legally, don't say disadvantage for this roll.
You have to re-roll a d20 and use the lower roll. Thank you, Tim, because disadvantage does not stack. But this is not disadvantage. This is just a debuff.
This is not disadvantage. It's different.
Causing you to roll twice and take the lower roll.
So you're triggering ability, Michael. You have to reroll one of them.
One of them. All right.
Like an attack roll, an ability check.
I choose to have a reaction, and I say, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. I say, wow.
I want to be the guy in a viral video that says, oh, shit. Like, that's my only goal in life.
Good news, I rolled another 27.
You dumb bitch.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't hit. That hit last time. It doesn't hit this time.
Yeah, he had more time.
Yeah.
That was meant to be, apparently. But the
Well, now he has advantage. Whenever he attacks it.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably won't do it. I'll probably just run.
The rock was only a 12 to hit, though, so that was really bad. So that misses Chuck, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I just, like, step to the side. Like, I'm glad none of you are standing behind me.
And then, you know what? The other one will throw a rock at Celine, just for fun.
What the heck?
That is a 22. This is a big, keep in mind, this is a big rock.
Well, I was going to do shield, but it's going to hit me anyway. Yeah. It's not going to do anything.
You put up an umbrella like a loony tune.
Yeah, that hits me pretty bad. I don't think I can do anything about it.
All right, that's going to be 30 bludgeoning.
Jesus! Do you know how much health we have, Michael?
Yeah, and we're going through it real fast. These are strong apes.
I imagine this rock hits me like square in the like gut. Yeah, I just go, oof.
These apes are strong.
I make a really embarrassing sound. Ouch. That was 3/5 of my HP.
The good news is that I gave them all their attacks. I mean, I shouldn't have because it is Chuck's turn. So that's okay. Again, remember, I'm on cold meds. You can't blame me.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
I accidentally took one of their turns out of turn.
Wow.
I mean, you know, Michael,
I let all of them attack you guys, and you guys haven't attacked.
Sometimes the DMG says you roll all types of creatures, depending. But, so, you just say you did that instead of, I'm sorry, that's what I would do. All right, it's my turn.
Mm.
There's one next to my good friend Screech Echo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know it. You love it, baby girl. I'm gonna do Spirit Guardians. And I'm going to do it at 4th level. And based on our slightly sexier version of it, I need the one right here. And theoretically, if the other two are within 15 feet as well, they need to. But most likely just this guy. To do a wisdom saving throw, please. So Chuck kind of like pulls it together, focuses, and then a burst of light shoots out from him, and there's like little flitty around fairies and angels and specks of light, Tinkerbells.
I think the two that threw rocks are probably pretty close to each other, so you could probably get both of them. They just have to be within 15 feet, you said?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting up in the face of the one hidden Screech and even getting behind it.
Okay.
You know, doing the classic don't leave its space but walk behind it thing.
All right.
Putting myself in between the other two apes.
Okay, so I'm doing wisdom saving throws, though, for the...
Wisdom saving throws.
All right. That is a 12 and a 13.
Fail.
Failure.
Why not all three is my question. It has to be one or three. That's my opinion. That's what's good for me.
You wanted one. I gave you two.
But you also said, roll the tape back. The other two guys are probably right on top of each other. I was happy with one, but then you gave me two, and I'm like, well, it would be three, though. Now, that being said, there's 1,000 ways it wouldn't be three, but, you know, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that one was a 7. So that is 19 radiant damage on anyone that rolls beneath the 16. And just as a FYI, I believe it's also... difficult terrain.
Uh-huh.
So just shoots out for me 15 feet in every direction. And people I don't like, wow, they hurt.
All right.
Really interesting. It's not difficult terrain, and affected creatures' speed is halved.
Hmm.
Legally distinct from.
Oh, so it doesn't affect us if we go over there.
Correct. And if they would have succeeded, nice. It wouldn't be difficult terrain. And as a bonus, I'm going to use my hobgoblin thing. And let, nope, I'm gonna hold off on it. Okay, pass my turn.
Okay, Rourke.
I will go over to Celine and I assume she got a little beat up from this ape. And so I will help her up and give her a little sea shanty tune, and a pat on the ass, and give her cure wounds for 3d8 plus 4.
Yay!
Is this what the music was supposed to keep away? Or was it something else?
But pats? No, it was something else.
Yeah, because right, like they don't come out during the day, but we're also like going into their territory, so.
Kind of seems like they weren't worried enough about gorillas.
Yeah, they never mentioned apes.
Well, the Google roller did good, so that's a 21 healing to me.
Yay.
Yeah, before I was like rolling around on the ground like wrestlers do when they're hurt. I'm like, but now I got up and I'm like, I'm ready to go again.
Psych. Call the doctor for you and so forth.
Okay. What else? What else Rourke got?
That is my turn.
That's it. Okay. Screech.
Okay, so we got two that are fighting with Chuck.
No, one fighting you.
Okay.
I'm standing behind that said one, and the other one is throwing rocks at Celine and Chuck.
Okay. I'm not a fan of this one that just punched me, so I'm going to start stabbing.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I start stabbing. 23 to hit, Michael?
That will hit.
Did you roll with advantage? From Rourke. She silvery barbed you.
I did not crit. I'm going to roll my second attack.
Okay. Seems bold.
I feel like a 25 is going to hit, too.
Yeah, you know it is, bud.
Holy Ooh. Shit.
All right. And then, God, I feel like apes got to have a lot of hit points, but we'll see what happens. What do y'all think about apes?
Yeah, the fact that they're apes and they're hitting us so hard, that's got me scared.
I honestly am very scared of monkeys, apes, anything of that nature.
In real life, it's probably the number one thing I'm afraid of.
These are so big, though.
Like, I think I'm more afraid of them than a bear. Like, if I saw a bear, like, because most of the time you'd be like, hey, yeah. Bear.
I said giant ape, right?
Unless it's a black bear, then is it the black bears that are scary?
No, black bears are more like...
Oh, it's brown bears?
These aren't regular apes.
Yeah, right? Brown bears are
brown
more
bears
aggressive.
Brown bears are scary, and polar bears.
Ah.
Was that not expressly said?
I mean, apes...
They're big.
I thought you said giant. Well, I mean, we were talking
that
about...
It doesn't matter. Kong. I didn't even care about how big they are. I'm scared of them anyway, unless they're like tiny, tiny. But these are, I mean, like, yeah, how tall are they?
They're huge.
How tall are these apes?
Huge.
I mean, these apes got hands. They did 30 fucking damage, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't care how tall they are. They're busting our ass.
Well, I did 19 damage. What's it look like?
When they die.
Probably dead, right?
They're 15 feet by 15 feet, apparently.
What? 50 feet wide?
Yes. Excuse me? What? That yeah. is a...
These apes are chodes.
That is thick.
They're cubes.
I do, yeah, if we didn't say it before, but whenever, like, we use a grid and everyone takes the full 5 feet, and if they're bigger, it's the full 15 feet and yeah. so forth and so on.
Yeah. No, that does not kill it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to action surge. Let's stab again.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Hey, no problem. How's another 9 damage?
Did you roll the hit first, or...?
Michael, he's a rogue. He's a rogue with other things. He's not going to miss.
Sometimes I hope you don't notice. Yeah, that's a 46. No, that's a 20 to hit. Unnatural, dirty.
That hits.
Well, remember, he has a d4, so it's probably a 40.
Yeah, it's true.
A hit.
Okay, 9 damage. I told you it was going to hit.
All right, whatever, Dick.
Did you say it's my birthday?
All right. Good. You done?
I mean, I'm not good, but I'm done.
All right, Celine.
I should have done more self-preservation, so.
Time to set this fucking drug on fire.
Have a little napalm.
Is it possible for me to get... Well, where is everyone? How close is everyone to the apes? I'm trying to get a fireball in here.
Ape, Chuck, and then a couple feet... Within 15 feet-ish, two apes.
Yeah. You can definitely get two apes.
I would like to get two. If I can get two apes.
You can either get two or four. But not, I'm the fourth.
No, I'm not trying to fireball my friends, so. Yeah, I would like to try to fireball those two apes. So yeah, that is a dex save. Might be kind of dexterous, but
they're big though. Remember how big they are?
They're big.
That's true. Big chunky boys.
Yeah. So
I roll real bad. 7 and a 6.
Okay. Cool.
76.
Whoa.
I rolled 1 7 and I rolled 1 6.
Oh yeah, that's not gonna do it. It's time for these apes to experience a fireball. 31 fire damage to each ape.
Yowza.
And then, can I try to push the other one just so I can get all three?
Sure.
Strength save. I gotta try.
Does your push have to be someone that you've interacted with?
I don't think so. let me double check.
I guess technically pushing the one fighting Screech.
No, anyone I can see within 30 feet of me, I just shove it.
That is going to be a 21 to save.
Well, okay, fine. I don't push the ape then. You can tell, like, the ape was just like looked down at his chest, like, something tried to push me.
Celine, you fucked up that push, didn't you?
Yeah, but I said the other ape's on fire.
I didn't even see that.
And Celine is, like, hiding behind, like, a big leaf right now.
So this look, guys. They've never seen a fireball before.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
They classically hate it.
Yeah, like from the oldest time, fire is very scary. Mm-hmm.
So the two that were not fully engaged, who got lit up with fire, they're going to leave.
I am out of here.
Ape says in full common, so I'm gonna go.
This is not what we signed up for.
I forgot to pay the meter.
So they run off shrieking. But the one who's left over does punch Chuck twice.
It attempts to punch Chuck twice.
Oh, it's fucked.
Attempts. The first one is, you're gonna like this, a 12.
Get out of here. I raise my shield and shove him back a little bit. And I giggle in an annoying way.
The second one, though, 21 to hit. How's that do?
Giggle and go, oh, fuck.
I would like to use my silvery barbs on him.
What happens?
He goes to attack my dad, and I say, not my dad. And then I just yell that, and he's like, what? A family connection? I wasn't expecting that.
I have to re-roll?
Yeah, so you have to roll and take the lower amount.
Oh, come on!
You're so fucked, Michael. You're a little worm.
God. Should have given us the hole.
I hope you have COVID.
Whoa!
I kind of weighed that one, but I just got it too. So, you know, we're gallows humor.
You should have said, I hope you get COVID, and then later be like, he does have COVID.
I don't want him to get COVID. Hey, Michael, for the even joking, I don't want you to get COVID. The only joke I'm willing to say is if the sickness you currently have is COVID. That's the only joke I have right now.
I would say, like, if you said it, yeah, it's different. Like, because you know that he probably does have it, and then it turns out he does have it. It's like you gave it to him.
No, but I want the audience to know that I didn't want him.
You don't want the audience.
I didn't wish him to get COVID. I'm saying he is currently sick.
Therefore,
and out of anger. It's so different.
It's a little bit different. A 14 to hit.
Get out of here.
I was going to do so much damage that time, though.
Not to my father.
Thanks a lot, Nika.
Wow.
All right, Chuck, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Don't kill my fake father, too.
I assume, did you give the advantage to me?
Yes.
My young daughter, my small child. Then I'm going to reach out and touch ape. And I'm going to
reach out
with,
and touch ape.
I'm going to roll with hot vantage. Oh, that was a 19. Not a 19. Michael, probably 26-ish. Well, oops, not that one.
That will as long as it's above, like, 12, it's gonna hit.
29!
That hits.
Woo! Let's go!
Alright, let me get out 4d10 dice. Oh, no. You ever try to calculate damage on d10 and you just, like, have a nosebleed?
Every time I hate them. They're so, it's too hard.
This was a zero? I got 90 damage? What the fuck?
You got 900 damage.
I think I put them all over in your things. I didn't want to use them.
31 necrotic damage, Michael Damaro, as Chuck kind of like ducks down as the moment of distraction from Rourke, and I get in there and I punch this ape right in its tiny dick. That's the only thing humans have over apes, is our penises are typically larger.
The apes have a cool butt because sometimes it's red or blue.
And I do think having like a super small dick and you just like hump three times and you're done, that kind of whips, but like still.
Especially your butt's so red.
Anything else, Chuck?
31 damage wasn't enough, playa?
No, but I don't want to cut you off, you know?
No, thank you. That's legally, you know what? Yeah, that's enough. Thank you.
Hark.
Oh, shit. It has to make a wisdom saving throw.
I rolled a 9. What happens?
8. 16. Radiant damage.
16 radiant damage? Holy shit. This thing is looking rough.
And it probably hurts worse, like, RP style, getting necrotic and then radiant damage. It's hot. It's cold. It's poop. It's black lights. It's what's happening.
I said, does radiant damage, like, make it, like, light up? Like, make light up, like, glow or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like God's glow. It's like Jesus's.
It's the Lord. It's like you went up on the mountain.
You know when like the sun's coming through the clouds?
Oh, that's love Jesus.
That. I fucking love that.
Yeah, it's radiant damage.
That's where I carried you.
They call it God rays, you know.
That's what it is. Rourke. One rough looking monkey. Sorry, ape.
Who is still hurt?
I should just hit it. Try to take it down.
Yeah, because I'm good enough now. I feel I'm pretty close to max.
Okay, I'll try to stab it for 23.
That hits.
Holy shit.
And then some.
3 damage.
Nico, what does it look like when you kill this thing?
3 damage does not kill it, Michael.
That's pretty good. That would be cool if it did just like knock it over the edge.
Right there, 3.
Wait.
3! Oh my god.
Yeah!
That,
oh my god.
That is literally like the Yosemite Sam like holding like a cruise ship and like all this shit, and Bugs Bunny puts a leaf on top.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like that's literally what it is. It's like I go and I accidentally poke it, but I poke it in a, you know, I'm not going to be gross. In the top of your toenail where the cuticle is, if you like hit something right there, it's so sensitive. So she goes to like stab them, but instead she drops her rapier and it hits them right on the tip of the toe right there. 3 damage and they just crumple.
Screech is like, oh, that's a pressure point.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw a look down of a dead like, huh. Wow. Nice job, Rourke.
Damn.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to be stabbing for cuticles all the time now.
Yeah, I guess we should learn something about that.
They're very delicate.
All right, well, I think on that note, I think that's a great time to maybe end the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Aww. That's rude.
It is.
It is so funny that we fought monkeys. What a delight.
Yeah. You need to brush up on your Skull Island.
I do. Apparently, I've never seen it. So maybe I gotta watch Skull Island.
Even outside of Skull Island, I do feel like large apes hang out with monkeys in a legally an anachronistic way, right? Like for outside
said,
the past.
You just said apes hang out with monkeys.
Shit. I meant Goku.
What?
That's a Dragon Ball reference, Michael.
Huh? Who's that?
Goku's from Dragon Ball.
You wouldn't know.
Thank you so much for tuning in on Tuesday in it. Every single Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 5 of us get together. We roll them bones.
There's 5 of us.
And thank you for being here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. You have a chance to win your own special bones. This week, hashtag sick, because Michael's sick, if you want to win dice. Go to dieharddice.com and the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You get 15% off. That's special. Not everybody gets that. And then we get a kissy in the back end.
The last box of Reese's Puffs we bought had Goku on the cover.
Oh my god.
That's cool.
Reese's Puffs Goku version.
That's awesome. Vegeta's better, but...
I was watching a lot of Dragon Ball Super, but then I... Vegeta's better. But then I love Goku.
And then the fucking green guy was in the back.
That's Piccolo.
Wait. I was going to try to see if we can force Michael.
Or Dendrit.
Dende.
Is it like Piccolo?
Piccolo's the big one.
Piccolo. Congratulations to Ghost Chase Killer.
Oh, nice.
You have won the beautiful dice.
Congratulations.
There is game crimes tonight, but June's going to do it solo because last night my youngest discovered the concept of fear.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know. And she both, in the same week, she discovered how to be afraid of the dark and also discovered how to open doors. like a raptor in Jurassic Park. So, like, I woke up to a door shutting. And I thought maybe she just like opened the door, peeked out, and then like and shut it. So I thought she was still in her room. And then I like walked into the hallway and she's just standing there in the darkness staring at me.
That's so creepy.
Oh,
it's like, in a way, I also discovered fear that night.
I'm so glad I don't have kids. So cool. That sounds so scary.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Then check out these other Geekly Ink shows like Dear Internet, Greetings Adventures. I don't know why I put that again. Naruto Revudo, No Page Unturned, Taverns and Caverns, and Welcome to St. Paxton. If you love the work that goes into the show, then you'll want to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. Want to support the show? The best way to do it is join our Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and so much more. Join now at patreon.com/dndpodcast. You can also check out our Dracona Rita exclusive Die Hard Dice and use code DRAGONS! ! To get 15% off your next order and give us a little kissy. After you've finished practicing your sleight of hand, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Wow. That takes me back.
Oh my god.
I love hearing it. I missed it.
I fucking missed that so much. That was so good.
Gosh, until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
hiss.
Yeah.
Reach out and touch shape. Whoa. Let's go. That's rude. Tuesday. There's 5 of us.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.